Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ken Moorman, and I guess his official capacity is the publicity chair for Friends of the Library. Good morning to you, Ken.
And other things.
And other things, too. Yes, I bet. Carry boxes, help people out when they buy books, a whole lot of things.
Take their money.
Yeah, that's sort of important, too, because that's one of the reasons that the book sale is held. But before we talk about book sale, we want to talk about another thing that I'm guessing some people go,
what's this
the library? Right? Yeah, what's this going on?
Well, the library has a lot of paper going on, so Natalie decided that we should have a shred day, which we did last fall. It's open to everybody in the whole area. It's from 1 to 3 at tomorrow, which is Saturday, in the library parking lot. We asked the people to drive in from the alley, and there would be somebody. We'll have some cones out in the park, in the parking in front of the Catholic Church. People can line up. It doesn't take very long. They just drive in, open their trunk. We will take everything out of their trunk, put it in the shredder, and it's just really easy. But we invite people to not bring them real heavy stuff. They can bring everything that's
like catalogs and phone books
and everything.
Okay.
Yes.
But
it's not for commercial people. We got stuck with that a couple of times.
Okay.
But this is for the public. Everybody's got their stack of checks and their stack of all their tax returns way back. You got to keep them for the last 6 or 7 or 8 years. I'm not official on that. But it's just help clean up those drawers that you want to make space for so you can start collecting some more stuff.
And, and it is so easy to collect things and kind of forget what's in that stack. So it's a good time to go through the stacks and pull out what
you make sure
there isn't
any money in there or uncanceled checks.
That sort of thing, yes. But now when you said you will take everything out of the trunk, as I recall, there is a limit of number of containers.
I think there's three.
Three or four.
Yeah.
But put them in, as you said, boxes or bags that don't weigh 100 pounds.
We'll take care of it. I mean, we got to realize these are people that are just ordinary, everyday people lifting this stuff. But it's really, really safe because a lot of people say, well, now, is this really going to be torn up? I mean, we'll never see that.
It happens right there.
You can sit right there and hear it grind up. And it's really very efficient, and it's very safe, and it's very secure. Your checks are never going to be seen the daylight of the sun again. I guess it goes into insulation and stuff like that.
Yeah. So that's being reused also. That's a great thing. So that is tomorrow the 15th at the Atlantic Public Library in the parking lot, 1 to 3.
Right. Approaching from the alley going east. We'll have people there to direct you and just come in and pop your trunk, and we'll take care from there. Or back seat.
Whatever.
We had it front seat, back seat,
okay.
Pickup truck, anything.
So mark that on your calendar for tomorrow and quickly go through your things and get it ready to put in the sacks and the boxes to stop by at Shred Day at the Atlantic Public Library. So then coming up next week, we have the annual spring book sale. And the dates are?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. From 9 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon at the Atlantic Library.
And because that, and this didn't used to be, but it's a great idea. It's the same hours that the library is open.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If you know when the library is open, that's the time. And if you don't know when the library is open, well, 9 to 6 sounds pretty logical.
I do believe
logical.
There's one day that they're open later, and I'm not sure whether that's Wednesday or not. But we're going
to
be there and at close at 6, but if the library's open and there's somebody there, we're not going to walk home, you know.
And Ken, I'm a real fan. I buy books, and then by this year, you know, a year later,
I've
read them, and I'm bringing them back.
I think we've seen some of the books a couple, three times already.
Oh, I guess you have. You guess. So let's talk about the kinds of books and other things that people might donate to this book sale.
Well, it's mostly our reading books. You know, there is very little demand for any type of educational books. We don't get anything out of dictionaries. We don't get anything out of encyclopedias. You can bring them, we'll throw them away for you. Everything gets sold. We also have a place where we send books to be further distributed.
So the leftovers after the sale's
right,
over.
That's right. And also, we do shred some that are mildewy, unsaleable, not safe, or not appropriate.
So we can bring books for adults, but one of my favorite areas are the books for the
books.
Kids. Oh, my gosh. And there's thousands of them, I think.
And that's probably the thing that gets the biggest turnover, because the kids have seen that book for a year and mom's or 6 months, and they've read it to mom several times, or mom's read it to them several times, and probably the kids get so that they can read it to mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then parents bring them back and come in and get all new ones, and there's just all different types, lots of big ones, little ones, thick ones and thin ones. There's a lot of movement, and all the children's books are only a quarter.
Yeah. So moms, grandmas, grandpas, and then I ran into some new teachers who were excited about coming in and getting some books to put in their own classroom.
Home classroom, homeschoolers, I mean. We encourage the child care facilities in town to come down. We kind of help them with a little bonus because we want to get books recirculated. It's
right.
We're there to make money, but it's also we want them to be recirculated, and that's really the important thing.
Okay, so we've talked about books, and probably people envisioning that's the hardback and the paperback. But there's also such things as audiobooks, and you like to have those as well. Some people love those. And you also take, I believe, DVDs. I mean, if there's movies.
DVDs, CDs. This is a small part.
Right.
And be real truthful, it's not very popular. But people bring them in, and they want to get rid of them. And we try to treat them with respect. And we sell a few of them. Some people come in and buy 10s, 20s, 30s. Of the VHS tapes, and have quite a collection.
Yes, collection. And again, if you have grandchildren that would like that, you know, what cheaper entertainment is that? Because those are 25 cents to $1.
No, again, that type of stuff can just about be any price.
Oh, okay.
I've had cassettes. Cassettes are down to a dime once in a while. It's kind of like the supply and demand.
Okay. But, okay, so we've been talking about what you can donate, but, of course, that means that's what's going to be there to buy. And it's just, I guess if you're not a book fan, it's not exciting. I think it's really exciting to walk in and start going down the rows and seeing what the books are there. And you do try to put them as much as possible by author. So if you have a favorite author, I know it's not always doesn't happen, but
authors are not as important as types. We try to keep the types to books.
Right.
Otherwise, those that are interested in flowers and those interested in Christmas and then those
and
that
the cookbooks,
cookbooks and then the regular reading books and paperback books and stuff like that.
Okay, so is there anything we haven't covered at this point about
like
what people need to know?
I'd like to talk where the money goes.
Oh, that's important.
You know, the money, we gathered a little over $4,000 last year in our two book sales. Now, this is $4,000 of 25 cents and a dollar books. So you know we sold a lot of books. We all the money goes back to the library. We don't... We don't have anything for postage. Well, we use a few postage, but not very much. It all goes to the library, and the library uses it to support their programs. A little pat on the back for the programs is a couple, 3 years ago, before Natalie came, they were doing 75 or 80 or 90 programs per year for the kids. Last year, they did over 200 adult and children's programs. They also have speakers come in, which we help support. We help them with prizes for some of their contests that they have for the kids and stuff like that. All of our money goes back to Natalie to use. She's bought some tables for the conference room that are lighter weight so people can move them around and they're more handy that way. Things like that she can't get from her budget, or this is helping her stretch
you
her
bet.
Budget.
So, again, that helps all of us. And I hope you do use the library, because it's there for all of us. So again, the Shred Day is tomorrow, 1 to 3, mm-hmm. but the book sale is?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And you can show up at 9 a.m., and I'll be there opening the door, and we'll close it at 6 p.m. in the evening.
Okay, thank you very much to Ken Moorman for
and
visiting
thanks for listening.
Us. Yes, and coming to the book sale. Until next time, here's a thought. A room without books is like a body without a soul.